It's Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian John, J-O-H-N, Bakely, B-A-K-E-L-Y. John Bakely is a 41-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-2022. He was running lead on traffic, dumping in and out, His foot got caught in a road crack, and he over-rotated his knee. Since his foot got stuck, Brady then fell. Brady went to an urgent care afterwards. Brady's further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a torn meniscus and a contusion. Brady's were treated non-operatively. Brady completed his course of active treatment in approximately April 2023. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 12-28-22. He noted Mr. Bakely was doing the stop paddles for traffic on 12-20-22. He was stepping into a crack in the roadway with his right foot. That was 2 to 3 inches wide. The edge of his work boot sole caught the edge of the crack, which caused him to roll his right foot into the crack. He later was seen at Atlantic Care Urgent Care. Dr. Ponzio ascertained a history of chiropractic treatment 3 months ago for adjustments to his neck and low back. These had been going on for about 10 years. He admitted to a right calf injury while in the Army in the past. He had a motor vehicle accident that was minor with no injury sustained. Dr. Ponzio thought he had internal derangement in the right knee, for which he recommended an MRI and performed a joint aspiration. MRI of the knee was done on 1/9/23. It gave an impression of impaction fracture with osseous contusion along the anterolateral margin of the lateral femoral condyle. This may have occurred as a result of direct impact versus transient lateral patellar dislocation. However, no reciprocal osseous contusion or high-grade medial patellofemoral ligament injury was identified. The radiologist advised correlation with clinical history of injury. He also identified a grade 1 sprain of the proximal medial collateral ligament and full-thickness patellofemoral compartment chondrosis. Dr. Ponzio then reviewed these results with him on 1/25/23. He described with his personal review, the MRI did not detect a traumatic condition that would require surgical treatment. It did show findings consistent with a recent injury in the form of bone marrow edema. This was a self-limiting condition, and they would not be permanent restrictions. He was converted to a single crutch and then was to wean to full weight bearing in the next week. Past medical history is also remarkable for multiple deep vein thromboses in the right leg, but did not have a filter implanted. He was on Xarelto. Dr. Ponzio recommended an ultrasound to assess for DVT. Follow-up with him was rendered through 2/17/23. Scratch that. Treatment with Dr. Ponzio continued through 2/17/23. He had been attending physical therapy prepared an ultrasound, was done, and identified what he thought was a chronic DVT. But he had five DVTs in the past since 2008 and had two pulmonary embolism. Pretty never had a Greenfield filter implanted. Paired his pulmonary embolism being tracked by the military. Paired prior to the Doppler, he was not compliant with Xarelto, but since then he was. Paired Dr. Ponzio cleared him to return to work full duty, effective 3/16/23. There was another visit on 3/8/23. There was no longer tenderness to palpation. Paired on this occasion, he wrote the MRI showed microfracture of the medial femoral condyle. Period. He then was released for full-time, full-duty work, effective 4/1/23. Period. In the interim, he needed to avoid working on a ladder above 5 feet. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he stated he does see a chiropractor for his spine, but he also had dirt under the fingernails consistent with with ongoing manual activities. Paired extremity is lower. There was swelling of the right calf down to the foot, as well as bulky veins on that side. Paired volunteered that he has had deepening thrombosi in the right calf, which have left him with swelling on a chronic basis. Period, there was no atrophy or effusions. Period, he had mild tenderness of palpation about the right knee medial joint line, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 12/20/22. John Bakley fell while at work as his foot got caught in a crack in the roadway. He was seen at Atlantic Care Urgent Care afterwards on 12/20/22. According to their work status, he was diagnosed with a sprain of the right knee and internal derangement. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio, who quickly referred him for an MRI, whose results were noted above. He reviewed these results afterwards and continued conservative care, including physical therapy and activity modification, were rendered. Period. Ongoing follow-up with Dr. Ponzio continued through 3/8/23. Period. He anticipated Mr. Bakley would reach maximum medical improvement in several weeks. Period. He did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there would be swelling of the right calf and foot consistent with his prior deep vein thrombosi. Period, he had mild tenderness palpation about the right knee medial joint line. Period, provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period, he ambulated without antalgia or an assistive device. Period, new paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce through his union. Period. He continues to take Xarelto for his history of deep vein thrombosi. Period. And that is the end.